WRFN LP Pasquo. This is the Fringe Radio Show, and I'm LG. I apologize, this music appears to be coming through in mono, but we're just gonna have to live with that for this evening. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization based in Pasquo, Tennessee. If you go to radiofreenashville.org, and you can make tax-deductible contributions, and you can listen to a live stream of the broadcast there. This program is sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. If you go to nashvillefringefestival.org, you can sign up for their newsletter. You will receive a free copy of their seasonal music sampler. And you can also check out upcoming events that they sponsor. So check that out. Again, I'm Al D. I'm an MC and hip-hop producer here in Nashville, Tennessee. If you go to aldwords.com, you can find my music. And if you go to meantforthemilkcrate.com, then you can find out about events I'm involved with in the Nashville area. So my guest in the studio today is Rem Steele. What's up, man?
What's up? It's your boy Rem Steele in the building.
Appreciate you coming out here to hang out. We're going to talk about this party that's coming up on February 17th at the Cobra. That's 2511 Gallatin Avenue. And it's Dre Day, baby.
Yeah. Going down, man.
Juice. Yeah, these guys have been doing this party every year for a while now. It's Dr. Dre's birthday, of course. And it's celebrated by playing Dre beats and drinking 40s, right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, man. This is like my first year being involved. My second year being involved. And, you know, when I first seen them promoting it, I was like, damn, it's going to be a party playing nothing but Dre? Yo, I got to be there. And the band is pretty amazing. GED Soul, those guys are very talented, so... it's kind of amazing to be in rehearsal with them and actually manifest those songs live on stage in front of people. So, you know, it's amazing, man. It's something you don't want to miss. You want to come out and party.
Right. So, as he said, it's GED Soul All-Stars. It's a live band that's going to be covering Dre beats. That's Andrew Muller on guitar, Nick Devan on drums, David Guy on bass, and Joe Douglas on a number of instruments, I believe, but surely including saxophone and probably some keys or something like that. Case Bloom is also going to be in the house of the Boom Bap and Funky Good Time. He's a DJ, and the party's hosted by Big Fella. So check it out. And Rem Steele, of course, will be in the house rhyming like he does. So we got some his music queued up here, which I believe is only going to be in mono, unfortunately, because we're having a little technical problem here. So we'll take that up with Radio Free Nashville after the show, get it straightened out. So let's see what's else good, man. The party's coming up. It's $10 to get in. Great band covering Dre beats and all that. I'm sure there's something going on over on the other side as well. But it's a real fun party. I was there last year. To my recollection, it started... They used to do it at the Groove.
Okay.
When Dre Day first started. And they were just doing the sort of instrumental version of this. And when they started doing it at Cobra, I guess they started getting some MCs involved. So that's cool.
I like them getting the MCs involved. I think the first set is usually instrumental. And then I think around the last second set, that's when they bring in feature artists from around Nashville, such as myself, where I'm still. And we pretty much just, you know, spit bars. And sometimes we may freestyle a little bit on some tracks. We'll have a little fun on them, but we try to cover, you know, what people know.
Yeah, cover the Dre verses and stuff.
Yeah,
and definitely. The features and everything.
Yeah.
A little Snoop Dogg, whatnot.
Yeah. My favorite is the flute. You know, you didn't realize how much crazy music was going on, so much instrumentation was going on in a lot of Dr. Dre beats back in the days. So
yeah, that guy Joe Douglas I mentioned plays sax. He does play flute as well, so I'm sure he'll be doing that.
Yeah, guys are talented.
Word. So yeah, of course, Rem Steel. We go back. He's well, why don't we just you know what? Let's go on and get into this. We're gonna play a couple of Rem Steel songs, and then we'll be back and talk about Dre Day a little more after this. This is Shots. Is this off the forthcoming?
Yeah, man. This
and,
is this
Pneumonia as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. This is my new album. I'm about to drop it sometime this year, maybe in the next 2 months. You guys will see, it'll be a surprise. But it's going to be, the entitled album is Pneumonia. And this is one of the second tracks on the album called Shots.
All right, all right, so we're going to do that and then Pneumonia after that. And we'll be back shortly.
Your success took a shot at you.
One by one they come, one by one they go. What I could have ever been, I guess no one will know. They want me to forgive, they hope that I forgot. But why not? They just wouldn't give me a shot.
Shots fired another day, being a black man. Facts, man, my hood no different from Afghan. I'm asking for a friend, can a black man make money not acting? Spins. Blasting in a disorderly fashion. Trash man, come to jump rappers off in the trash can. Taxi, it's the system that got me spazzing. I'm fasting, praying these demons is gonna pass me. And lastly, this whole system has got me clashing with a mask in, and the double barrel is flashing. I'm maxing our credit cards to feed a passion. No relaxing, and these niggas still not advancing. Procrastinating, niggas run out of chances. Bullets flying, niggas dying, and in the masses. Garnier blew in the clay and made a cashes. In the gym working this iron like I'm a blacksmith.
One by one they come, one by one they go. What I could have ever been, I guess no one will know. They want me to forgive, they hope that I forgot. But why not? They just won't give me a shot.
Shots fired another day, being a black man. Facts, man, my hood no different from Afghan. I'm asking for a friend, can a black man make money not acting or doing backspins? Cashing in all my cards, homie, I'm stashing my money up. Before then, my life was flashing. I'm maxing, taking more shots than John Paxson. Pulling out a knot, just thicker than Tony Braxton. I'm acting, up in the class, I am an X-Man. X-ing men out of the game, it's a profession. Confessions, over the years, I have possessed them. Pedestrians, walking the streets, now they arresting them, molesting them. City's been raped, stripping the estrogen. The estrogen poured in the cup, mixing with oranges. The storm is just brewing, the clouds, they look enormous. If you ain't understand what I mean, then beat the chorus.
One by one they come, one by one they go. What I could have ever been, I guess no one will know. They want me to forgive, they hope that I forgot. But why not? They just won't give me a shot.
Pneumonia. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, a long time in it. I didn't see with me who ain't worth 9 pennies. When it comes to sacrifice, it's always like to talk. Hit the fan, scream it ain't my fault. Trying to manifest reality and formulate a team, but get trapped in the fantasies, demobilize a dream. But I don't see no Michael and I don't see no Pippen. Takes a real dream team to display an exhibition. Sit back, relax, and let me break some down. You'll never make it out of Gotham when you're running with them clowns. Used to be a Bruce Wayne, better get a crusader. Looking at me now like I'm the son of Darth Vader. 3 strikes you out like a cop with a badge. Set you back 10 years like a ref through a flag. As the years pass by and my lyrics get stronger, still coming with the pen, still sicker than pneumonia. What's up? As the years pass by and my lyrics get stronger, still coming with the pen, still sicker than pneumonia, still sicker than pneumonia. back him in the corner, watch him rise up out the belly of the beast like he Jonah. Should I put him to sleep or should I put him in a coma? Pneumonia, still sicker than pneumonia. Back him in the corner, watch him rise up out the belly of the beast like he Jonah. Should I put him to sleep or should I put him in a coma? Pneumonia. Let the wise man talk, let the dumb n- sleep. Never trust a dummy, keep your conversation brief. As I cruise through this life of unexpected death, I inhale every moment and cherish every breath. Every 30 seconds, there's another soul leaving. Youngest 30 below, that's what I call a cold season. Look him in his eyes, you can see the dragon in him. He just dragging along, that's what I call magnetism. I try to break it down like a simple equation, but niggas ain't meant to be patient in this fast life, and neither were they in this past life. So I stay spin fire like I'm inhaling the gas pipe. And I ain't into kissing that, I ain't into swipes. And I am not in Alcatraz, I ain't sucking bagpipes. I'm just rolling, jotting lyrics with my pen. Pneumonia. Still sicker than pneumonia. Back him in the corner, watch him rise up out the belly of the beast like he Jonah. Should I put him to sleep or should I put him in a coma? Pneumonia. Still sicker than pneumonia. Back him in the corner, watch him rise up out the belly of the beast like he Jonah. Should I put him to sleep or should I put him in a coma? Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. So now that we have discussed the predisposing factors of pneumonia, now we will move to the next topic, type of infection that will result in pneumonia.
That was pneumonia. Prior to that was Shots, both by Graham Steele, who's here in the studio with me. Just tell us a little bit of background about yourself and you know, where you, how you got into music and made your way to Nashville, Tennessee and everything.
All right, cool, man. I'll make it short and sweet. Pretty much, man, I've been in the music industry probably for over 20 years now, probably 20 plus years. Got my first big break with this group called Unique back in 94 during the 90s when things was really popping, kind of like what Bruno Mars is doing now. And we was a five-man group, boy band, whatever you want to call it. I was one of the choreographers and rappers and singers in the group, and I started writing and producing with those guys. And shortly after we broke up, I kind of started doing a couple other projects with a few guys that ended up branching off into me being a solo artist. And that's when I became Rim Steele. And pretty much Rim Steele is an entertainer more than anything, because I can do a lot of stuff, which brings me into a lot of production I produce. But I love being an artist, and as an artist, I like to rap. I like to sing. I do a little bit of everything on my albums, but hip-hop is my heart, and that's pretty much why I'm here now. The last couple of albums I've dropped have been all hip-hop albums. My last album was City's Been Raped, and I put out The Remedy and a couple of mixtapes before that, but now I'm about to come with something new, something that I... put a lot of time in, been producing and singing and writing downtown at the Hit Pit with my man DJ O-Rig. We've come up with a lot of new tracks, a lot of hot stuff, and pretty much, man, I'm proud of this new project. We're about to put it out soon. I've been hitting the city here lately. We're shooting a new video. My first single will be entitled A Man Is Born, and so should see that on social media soon.
Yeah, dope. And keep an eye out on social media. It's Rem Steele. That's R-E-M-S-T-E-E-L-E. And you can find him on social media from there, or just Google him even. But yeah, so picking up the story, I guess, where I first bumped into you, I know Kurt DJ Chosen recommended you guys for the Milk Crate back when he was DJing for us, and it was you and DJ Suspicion.
Yeah, that's my man. That's my right hand right there.
Yeah, and that's, he's always come through Meant for the Milk Crate with you, which you've been there several times. I think the first time was the third installment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come with you and done cuts and played the tracks and everything, like, you know, how we like to see in hip-hop performances. So shout out to DJ Suspicion.
What up, baby? And DJ Suspicion.
Yeah, so like I said, performed at Memphis Milk Crate a couple times. Of course, Ramsey was always in the cypher on Tuesday nights at Bearded Irish Brewery. So shout out to the homie Dirt Bike Mike, who hosts that party. It's free every Tuesday night at Bearded Irish in Germantown. He's got some good beers, and this, you know, he's just up there playing vinyl, instrumentals, you know, and the MC's just cypher, kick some rhymes, have a good time and everything. So yeah, you mentioned you got a project coming up, and of course you also mentioned The City's Been Raped, which we played some songs from that project in the past, and we're going to play a couple of those after this little talk segment here.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but just tell us a little bit about the older project, City's Been Raped. Was that recorded here in Nashville?
City's Been Raped, man, was like really my first album that I felt like, okay, I'm here in Nashville now. I'm not in Alabama anymore. I'm about to reinvent myself up here. Because, I mean, in my city, I'm pretty popular. A lot of people know me because I've been doing it since I was 16. So I got a nice clientele on the Gulf Coast.
That's Mobile?
Yeah, Mobile, Alabama, man. That's my hometown. And that was really my bread and butter to The City's Been Raped concept and album, because I just felt like most rappers, if you're really trying to reinvent yourself and like start over, then all, you know, your first album always want to be about, you know, who you are, kind of like your biography. So that's what I did with City's Been Raped. I was reinventing myself as Rem Steel in Tennessee, in Nashville area, and new clientele, and I was going to release my album here. And it's a lot of songwriters and stuff around here that inspired me. So I wanted my first album to kind of like display who I was, where I was from, and what it was like coming up. So that album, man, it's my baby.
Nice. Yeah, it's a real dope project. Like I said, we've played a couple tracks from it in the past. We're going to play those shortly. And yeah, speaking of, you performed some joints off of there the other day at you came and rhymed at T.O.'s birthday party with me. Man, that was a real dope set, by the way.
Hey, man, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Killed it, man. Appreciate you coming through. I know it wasn't like the hugest crowd or whatever, but we were in there having a good time. So, you know, that was a big weekend for me, man. I had a lot going on.
Oh, yeah, man. We had fun that night. You know, you don't have to have 1,000 people out there all the time. Right. Just need the right people.
I was joking with some of my partners, man, because I was like, man, Al D be the only person that rhymed for like 300 plus at the Boom Bap on Friday, and then rhyme for like six people in a dive bar on Sunday.
Yeah,
and just be having the same good time regardless. So.
Yeah, that was a big thing for you, man, when you did the Boom Bap Hip Hop night. That I was in the building. That was pretty
tight.
Yeah,
I remember you were there, man. You're in there a lot, man. It was good to see you, man. So.
Man, it's all about networking. I'm always networking. I'm out here meeting people, making moves, and just trying to shake hands with the right people and be connected.
Yeah, and congratulations again to the Boom Bap DJ Ray Case Bloom on the 10-year anniversary. That party was crazy. They had Just Blaze in there on Saturday night. They had some local MCs, including myself, in there on Friday night, and we had a great time. And both nights we had a great time. So yeah. So again, if you're just tuning in, been talking to Rem Steel.
What up?
He's performing at Dre Day on February 17th.
With
GED Soul, with the GED Soul All-Stars. That's a Cobra on Gallatin Avenue. Case Bloom's going to be in there DJing. We just mentioned about the Boom Bap and Funky Good Time as well.
I'm not drinking no 40s this year.
You were blacked out last year.
Last year, man. That shit was crazy.
He was on stage with 40s just pounding.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I mean, I'm from Pritchett, Alabama. I done drunk a 40 before. But I'm a lot older now, so I'm matured in my drinking. I drink a lot of IPAs. So that night, you know, I went down in them 40s, like, you know, I was 15, 16.
Right.
You know, 19. And, man, the next day I paid.
Yeah. Oops.
Malt liquor.
Yeah. So yeah, needless to say, we've been playing some Dre beats in the background throughout the interview so far. I got one a Magic and Threes beat queued up called At Jody's that's going to play in a second here. So that's an original composition by Magic and Threes, which is one of the groups that's part of GED Soul Records. Others would include AJ and the Jiggawatts, DeRobert and the Half Truths, the Grips, which you got the Cooling System. I know I'm forgetting. Anyhow, there's more. Check it all out, GEDSoulRecords.com. So yeah, this, we're going to just skip to this next beat so y'all can get a little bit of that GED Soul flavor before we get into this next block of songs. And again, we're still in mono. We're still in mono here, but that's cool.
Yeah. The Bearded Iris, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's the exercise every Tuesday. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Is there anything else you got coming up you want to mention? I guess I know we've been talking about Dre Day and the album's coming out. But if you got anything else on the horizon, you're more than welcome to mention. Or if you got some shout-outs for anyone besides DJ Suspicion, since we already got him.
That's what's up, man. I give a shout-out to all my homies, my crew. You know what I'm saying? It's just a small, beautiful circle. Big ups to my man, T-Mike. He's been in the building for a long time in Nashville, producing and writing and dropping a lot of cuts. He's connected. He's showing me a lot around town, around the city. Big ups to my man, DJ Suspicion, one more time. That's my right-hand man, killing him on the turntables. And
yeah, speaking of, I want to jump in there real quick because I was trying to remember when I was first talking about when we first bumped into each other, I was trying to place it because I remember he also entered the DMC, which is the like big turntablism battle.
Yeah.
And I had an opportunity to set up a cipher at that DMC.
Yeah.
Which you came to that, right?
Yeah, that's when I first moved here. You know, that's crazy.
But I'm not 100% if that was before or after the Men for the Milk Crate, but whatever.
It was right
around
after,
the same time.
I think at least. When you did, when you brought the DMC battle thing, right?
Right.
And then you did like the cipher in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing that floating around Facebook, actually. It's a video of that.
Right.
But I don't think Suspicion wasn't in that battle, I don't think.
Oh, was he not? He entered the DMC one time,
didn't
he?
I think it was that battle that
made him... Like the next time?
Well, it was that battle that he went to that made him say, man, I gotta get back in my battles.
Okay.
Because he's been battling for years. You know, when I
know he entered one, though. They must have came twice or
something. Yeah. He's been in it for the last 3 years. He'll be in it again this year.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he's won some rounds, man, and we've gotten a lot of experience. One of our favorite places to battle is in Atlanta. That's a really nice cipher. But the really cool thing about the first time I met Suspicion, man, this dude was like, he had a broken arm, and like he was in like the DJ room, killing it.
Scratching with the cast elbow.
Man, he was like using, he was using the broken arm with the fader, and that was what's real funny, you know? So I knew right then, I was like, I gotta work with this dude.
So there was that DMC DJ battle, and I had an opportunity to host a like MC freestyle cipher in the side room.
Yeah.
Which DJ Chosen DJ'd it.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I met Mike Sick. I remember he came up from Atlanta. I'm gonna switch this around a little more. We're gonna talk one more minute.
Another person that was popping our big ups to tonight on some hip-hop level is my man Zig. He tall, redhead dude, man. Everybody knows Zach. He's been rapping around here. He was in a band with Chosen.
Called DeVille.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite rappers in town. Me and him actually got a group that we put together called Three Clips, and we got like 8 songs recorded nobody's ever heard, but it's fire, man. Hopefully one day me and him can get together and try to put that record out. It's pretty dope. He's very talented.
Yeah, he is. I will second that. He performed at Men for the Milk Crate too in one of the earlier. It might have been the same one. I don't know. No, he was on the second one, so it would have been the one before. But anyhow, shout out to Zig. He came through the cypher a couple times too on Tuesday.
Yeah, that cypher is important.
Be spitting me.
Oh yeah, he's a monster. You won't even get a chance to spit.
Yeah.
when I rap with him, man, you know, we both go like, you get 63 bars a piece. It don't even be like 8.
Right. Well, yo, if you got any other local favorites you want to mention, we always try to do that on the program, you know.
Local favorite MC?
Yeah, or just anything, bands, you know, whatever, artists.
Big ups to my girl, Sammy, man. She's a very talented artist around here. She's on my new record. Big ups to her. One of the most talented songwriters and singers and musicians in Nashville to me.
She been in the cypher on Tuesday, too?
Yeah. I love it when the girls come through the cypher. They change it up.
Whether they rap or sing, too, because she was singing in the cypher. It's cool.
Yeah. I love it when they sing, because if somebody sings a hook or something in the cypher, then, you know, it really sets it up for the next person.
Yeah, it does. It, like, establishes a tone. You got to sort of carry that.
Exactly. But, man, more than anything, man, I just wanted everybody to know that, you know, I got this new album coming. I kind of just been sitting back recording. That's what I did last year. I just spent most of the time in the studio recording and coming up with really, really nice ideas, or ideas that I thought was nice and was passionate about. I did a lot of sampling in this new album. I never got a chance to really just do a real strong hip-hop album with samples that I wanted to choose. And that's what I did this time. And I had a couple of friends that put their hands in it for me. My homie Gareth Spinn. He dropped bass on the album. DJ Suspicion cutting on the album. DJ O-Rig produced and cutting some scratches on the album. My man T-Mike produced a couple of tracks. And then big ups to my man Tony C. Tony C is one of the dopest producers in Nashville, I think. And as far as when it comes to like a lot of the new sound out, you can find him on Facebook too, Tony C Beats. Big ups to him. And all of us pretty much was the chemistry to put the new album together called Pneumonia. And I named it that because that's how sick I think the album is. The album's pretty sick.
All right, yeah. So you had mentioned a little more about O-Rig. And for those who may be familiar that's listening, he's one of the big members of the Mashville crew.
Yeah.
They did their reunion party recently. Wicked came on the program to talk about it leading up to that. But yeah, man, he's a real dope DJ. He works with a lot of great artists in the Nashville area.
Yeah, he won the Red Bull Challenge.
Like, oh, word.
Everybody I mess with do something. You know, they went hard. It seemed like I got connected with all of the guys in town that, like, really, you know, made some noise. So big ups to my man O-Rig for that, yeah.
All right, so we're going to get into this. So this is the title track, City's Been Raped, from the older project. And then we got one more called Risen Up from that project, and we'll be back after that.
I've been broke since day one. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, so I shall not fret. Your boy been broke since day one. I think it's about time that I say something. Came from a city that's been raped, trying to hold things together with duct tape. Duct tape won't hold. Devil is a lie, try to take my soul. Devil is a lie, can't have my soul. Devil is a lie to the truth unfold. Crack baby never had a chance. Best friend in the ambulance. Got a job, but every 2 weeks paycheck get caught up in a pay advance. Never rebuild, never renovate. Set me in a section with a number 8. Forget a black card, wear my EBT. That's the only thing been feeding me and the kids. Baby mama ain't been here, baby daddy ain't been there. 16 year old in the other room being a role model to the kids, and it ain't fair. Mama said, hold what you got. Wait for a minute, then go for the shot. Pack it real low while they walk with a knot. While you watch for the throne, I'ma watch for the plot. No payday, no paychecks, no condoms, no safe sex. She told them skin, no latex. Bad attitude, bad credit check. Can't come up cause I keep falling off in the church on my knees trying to get dingers off. City wanna see me die, cops wanna see me off. Cheating on my wife in the back, wipe the ceiling off. No homo, but I see homos on the pulpit when I go. Ain't been to church in 8 years, is it something new? I don't know. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord knows the truth, so I shall not front. Look at my eyes and you see I ain't lying. Look at my city, you see that we dying. Capital murder with capital letters. We will be free if the capital letters. We can't see nothing that's happening better. We pray that it won't be this way forever. I scream to the top of my lungs, but they don't hear me. So I'ma let them talk to the gun. They heard me clearly. Dope on the streets, most of my people are close to defeat and hurt. They say I got workers come, but tell me why it ain't working.
My baby needs some diapers. My clothes need washing powder. They got me washing dishes. I'm working after hours. City been raped. No one can escape. The city's been draped in curtains that's fake. Who's keeping the safe? Crusaders in capes. Virginity taking. The city's been raped. My mama, she been hustling. My sisters, they be struggling. Sometimes I can't even help them. That's why my heart be hurting. My cousin need a 100 so she can keep her lights on. Would have done anything for her, but when she asked for the money, she wasn't in the right tone. This is real life, no actress. Waking up on a pissy mattress. And the fact is, all you need to know is people like us ain't really never had ish. Came up in a city that's been raped. Try to hold things together with duct tape. Every time you turn around, another life lost. Every time you turn around, another job lost. Just got the water on, now the lights off. Just put a clock to my mouth, pow, lights off. In my city, just another write-off. Knew the city was lying to me right off. My social security check. They say that they taking that next. I feel like I am in deep water, and the water is up to my neck. The city's been raped. No one can escape. The city's been draped in curtains that's fake. Who keeping us safe? Crusaders and capes. Virginity taking. The city's been raped.
This is a real
some people say life is good. God is good. Yes. It's beautiful. Come from the bottom, man. Yo, package stoves, ratchet hoes, and bag dope. Marijuana, no condom, and pure coke. No father figure, no graduation, and his mama broke. Finger on the trigger, a crazy nigga who done lost his hope. See where we from when niggas quit, it's cold turkey. I'm from the streets of no love and no mercy. No healthy meals, just catfish and chicken frying. Them ain't no birds in the sky, homie, them bullets flying. He be the one, can change his life. God be the one gave his son as a human sacrifice. He wanna go, he wanna fly somewhere he ain't never been. He wanna grow, he wanna know it'll never happen again. We gotta pray, we gotta say things to help his soul survive. I wanna know why they told this brother lies. He wanna grow up someday and be happy, have a wife. Love is hard, I can tell he's on a rise. Out my grave like I'm Jesus Christ. And all I ask, let me live my life. Risen up out my grave like I'm Jesus Christ. And all I ask, let me live my life. Risen up. 14 with no guidance and so violent. Her father raped her at 13, put it on silent. Nowhere to run with no escape, she hid rape. Prostitution was the solution for sin's sake. 4 kids before 20 was too many. Motels, lower tabs, and straight henny. Her baby daddy, he beat her, he stabbed her 8 times. She got a tattoo to cover the wounds 8 times. She be the one, can change her life. God be the one, gave his son as a human sacrifice. She wanna go, she wanna fly somewhere she ain't never been. She wanna go, she wanna know it'll never happen again. We gotta pray, we gotta say things to help her soul survive. I gotta know why they told this woman lies. She wanna grow up someday and become somebody's wife. Love in her heart, I can tell she's on a rise. Out my grave like I'm Jesus Christ. And all I ask, let me live my life. Because I done risen up. Out my grave like I'm Jesus Christ. And all I ask, let me live my life.
Check it out, I'm your homeboy Smoke. Uniform with a badge, peeping my do-rag. He wasn't cool in high school, you could do the math. Profile for the way I live, but how I'm supposed to act. A single father to my daughter, living through my rap. Let me ask, what have I done, could it be you judging me? I feel like Trayvon, victim to a murder scheme. But it ain't no possibility, I know they heard of me. Looking for me everywhere I go, cause I got G.O.D.
They be the one that'll put you in the cell. They be the one that'll make them unaware. God be the one gave his son so we ain't get a burn eternal hell.
You be the one that'll put us up under with nothing but this chaos.
Should I pray or run away? I just wanna get away. let me live my life.
Risen up
out my grave like I'm Jesus Christ, and all I ask, let me live my life.
Was Risen Up by Rem Steele, who's here in the studio with me. Of course, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about Dre Day, where he will be performing on February 17th. That's at the Cobra, 2511 Gallatin Avenue.
Yeah, it's going down, baby.
So he's going to be backed by the GED Soul All-Stars. That's Andrew Muller, Nick Devon, David Guy, and Joe Douglas. Also Case Bloom on turntables. That's Case Bloom of the Boom Bap and Funky Good Time. And the party's hosted by Big Fella, along with, of course, Ram Steelers here with me.
Yeah. Sounds like it's going to be amazing. That's an amazing group of people right there to put in one room. Case Bloom, GED Soul, Big Fella.
So I got a couple more announcements about some upcoming events. I'm going to go ahead and run down. We got on the 16th, also at Cobra, February 16th, you got Vinyl Club. So that's Nico that throws that party, and it's sort of like an open mic for record collectors, you could say. You know, like you bring a couple records and you sign up, you can play any kind of music, whatever you want, as long as it's on vinyl. Then with the rules, March 3rd at Basement East is the 40-ounce bounce. Shout out to Delisha, 2L's on the Cloud, all those folks. March 7th, you can see KRS-One live at the Basement East. So that's going to be a live one for sure. And then March 10th, we'll be back at the Cobra for a Meant for the Milk Crate. So Meant for the Milk Crate is my party. Every other month, you can come out. We got 4 turntables, 2 DJs, live performances, open mic ciphers before and after the show, all that good stuff. So check that out. Any ideas, Gio?
Freestyle, you know I'm in the building. Do what I gotta do, the boy, raise children. Raise these rappers up, watch me clap them up. Give me the microphone and a pen and watch me rap it up. Like a sandwich in the bag, shoot the kegs and the rappers try to come up in me, you know, with my pants at. Freestyle in the building with them LD. Chemistry, you know they gotta mention Keith.
And keep the beat going when the chords broke. Yeah, with some more dope rhymes in your forefront of your minds. Think about the times. It's getting kind of different, though.
You know, I can't do that.
All right.
You know, I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, Rem's still in the building, man. You know we got to do a live freestyle. Live. That's how we got to get it.
I was doing a dead one first. All right, well, whatever. This is the new one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Techno cold, hippo cold.
Oh, we're back. Live in Stereario.
Nice fix. Yeah. Listen. Put rappers to sleep like I'm Austin Nightle. I'm a hippie, yeah, the Christian, I get high and read Bibles. I'm a street prophet, speak words over the streets, protected by angels. A nigga's hard to defeat, I got street credit. Fuck going to college, just graduated with the wisdom,
got
a master
though.
Knowledge. Last year when I enrolled, I was top of the class. I got nothing but straight A's for acting ass. I'm a minister to society, protector of peace. Read about me in Revelations. Your boy's a beast. My skill and technique is what rappers treasure best. They gon' bury me alive in a treasure chest. I run the streets causing mass hysteria. The only rapper that can stop me is Captain America, but that's Marvel Comics. Man, I got over stomachs at the gas station, John Muhammad. Bounty hunters, cause when the bounties found me, I was in the bedroom cleaning blood with bounty. I'm a bounty killer, sipping Bud and Miller. You can catch me in the slums, bumping that slum villa.
Waiting in the cemetery, hating at a new height, Satan in the seminary. Reincarnated, I stay in the obituaries. Keep my eyes closed, saying I'm a visionary. It is very difficult to see what you don't show me, but if you think that I'll ever give up, then you don't know me. Slowly as the shorthand spin until I pass away, only for the sports fans living like it lasted today. It's like we back in the breadlines, back in the depression cause it's back in the headlines. So who's holding heat and who's hitting the deadlines? Sleeping on my beats but I drink coffee at bedtime. Ominous phenomenon, I obviously lost the mind. Cosmopolitan, got him rocking at the Parthenon. Artifice Anonymous, stomp him in the octagon. Apocalypse in common, they got the economics wrong.
Back in the game, simple and plain. This love lines get tame. So cold, should've been born in the icebox. I came on my mama rocking Knox rocks. Pull up with about 4 to 5 Courtney Coxes. I'm a soloist on some Jamie Foxx shit. Hollering, siren, ain't no one retiring. I am going high where no one can get higher than. Plus I keep bills on me like I'm Miss Clinton. I'm a dog on the track, this a pit spit.
Yeah, so on a Drake beat, man, we're taking him out. Take him out, take him to school and put it down. Off in the... Yo, we in the playground, doing it right with the same sound. They knocking on the lunch tables and we can take them down. Hate if you want.
Listen, you don't want to battle. No, not battle me. This weird thing started to happen when my nose bleed. You done seen the movie, you seen Firestarter, when Drew Barrymore featured as my younger daughter. I'm the god in light that might make you die tonight. Cause on Halloween, we sing Silent Night. And I'm determined to spit the sermon through. Right my nose while my little girl's burning you. I might discuss the night while I'm eating pork and rice with a poltergeist, how to start a cult tonight. But this ain't a movie, yo. This reality, immortal fatality, powers and principalities. See, I feel my time is almost running out. I moved in a honey house with ghosts who like to get blunted out. And all of my friends, they say that I'm weird cause I use a lawnmower blade to line up his beard.
What's the difference between us? I use a flamethrower to light trees up. Yeah, I don't need much. A couple puffs and I'm gone on some mean stuff. In the scythe, making them look bad. So do your homework before you step on my ass. Like, oh, it's clockwise and you got it wrong. Can't even tell time, man, and you want a song? I don't think so, man, it's been all along. We've been doing it back in the days since Mobile, they were getting my way. Automobiles about to crash into place.
Automobile, like crashing the place, a slash in the place. Come through, smashing the place. Yeah, that's when I'm hungry. Eat them seeds like I'm starving. I'm coming in this bitch and I'm carving the bodies out of wood. And I'm smoking good. Room still, he the best, that's understood. Check me out, 103.7. Boy, I go to heaven. That got that Mac 11 pointed to his face. Busting open the place, I'm kicking down doors, I'm wetting these toes, I'm do it for sports. I told him last time, I'll do it for this, I do it for that. The crew is what got my back, freestyling, straight from the dome. Stay up in my zone when I'm on the microphone. Listen, nitro glisten, Ronnie Lott blitzing. I hit him, knock the teeth out, you want the beef route, you take the beef route. I beef up, Nicky Snow, Keith, do this shit, this is freestyle.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, been sitting here in the studio with Ren Steele, rocking over some Dre beats.
freestyle.
Off of the dome.
Yeah, man. You tomorrow night, Bearded Iris. We're going to get the cypher popping once again.
Yeah, make sure I check for that.
Big up to the Dirt Bike Mike.
February 17th, Dre Day. Come through.
Black Panther.
So we're going to play this joint I did with GED Soul real quick called Life Lessons. And I know you got to run because he's Rem Steel got to run to the rehearsal for Dre Day, so I'm gonna let him slide out of here in a second. But we're gonna play this Life Lessons joint, and then I got a couple clean versions of actual Dr. Dre songs that I was able to obtain yesterday. So we're gonna wind down the show with those. And thanks to Gio on the radio, he came through and solved our little technical problem. So you're actually live in stereo for the last little.
Hey man, I appreciate you for having me.
Yeah.
What's that?
Got one of the co-founders of the group Orleans coming in, so stay tuned for the next show. It's Gio on the radio. And thanks to you, Rem Steel, for coming out here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, tell all them GED Soul folks I said what's up when you get out there.
That's what's up, man. Big ups to LD, 103.7, Men for the Milk Crate, Beats Forever Entertainment in the building. Your boy, Rem Steel, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Facebook, Instagram. Just look up your boy, R-E-M-S-T-E-E-L-E, Rem Steel. I'm out of here.
That's what it is.
Back to living my life. They said stop calling if you wanna date them, but really that's just the best way to manipulate them. Taking a long view, that ain't how I play it. Have them snapping on you over something unrelated. Dealing with them like you would another hater, type of thing we all think about but no one wanna say it, right? It's life lessons for my mind when it rhymes. I tend to read the song like signs at a times. Mostly my dad's son trying to shine, and that's why I freestyle like the world's already mine. Open your eyes to the page you gotta focus on. The truth instead of always lying when you know it's wrong. Calls aren't difficult, it's having action, imagine it's hard. And you slacking, that's what's going on. On to the turn page, burned by the wordplay. Had it mixed up some, but not by the third day. Third eye, see the whole stage from a bird's view. Constantly like plots change from the first cue, cause otherwise there's no progress to work through. Living like that since out after curfew. On these downtown streets, work till they curse you. Start dying to keep living until it hurts. To the few times I've seen the sun rise, it seems to get better when you sever some ties. But really it's the same and we all know. What was the deal? Play the game, how the cards go. Another revolution and I'm glad we made it. Even though the tribulations got me aggravated. Burn it down and hope the building got evacuated, people. But I'm not about to stop the fire that was blazing.
Life Lessons by Al D with Magic and Threes. You can find that at GEDSoulRecords.com if you want to check it out. So again, been talking to Rem Steel throughout the show about Dre Day. That's February 17th at the Cobra, East Nashville. So check that out. GED Soul Records. It's going to be back in Rem Steel and Big Fella. Playing all Dre beats as a live band. That's Nick Devon, Andrew Muller, David Guy, and Joe Douglas. It's always a good time at Dre Day. I've been going for several years. It's been at the Groove at various points in time and everything. So. Thank you for tuning in. Of course, thanks to Radio Free Nashville for giving us a place to do this, and thanks to Nashville French Festival for sponsoring the program. We're just winding down here. Gio's getting set up for the next program, so I urge you to stay tuned for that. Again, if you go to NashvilleFrenchFestival.org, you can find out about all the events that they sponsor and what's going on with them. Check out the seasonal music sampler. And you can also find out about upcoming installments of Mint for the Milk Crate. The next one is March 10th at the Cobra, so keep that in mind. And like I said, I got a couple radio versions of old Dr. Dre songs from The Chronic, which came out in 1992. You know, it's hip-hop classics at this point. I'm sure you'll hear these joints at Dre Day. And again, we've been just playing Dr. Dre instrumentals throughout the program, so...
You got your gadget, dog, it's hard. From your road dogs, the hood you threw up with, news you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass, that's why it's time for the doctor to check your tail. Ugga used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the taste out your mouth. Make it bow down to the rope. Make a beat now, you little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot, let you slide. Let me ride, just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your locs, and watch your back, cause you might get smoked low. And pass the bud, and stay low key, BG, cause you lost all your homies' love. Now call it what you want to. You're from the OB, now it's a must that I f*** with you.
You better raise up.
Yeah, that's the fuck I'm talking about. We have your mother record company surrounded. Put down the candy and let the little boy go. You know what I'm saying? Funk motherfucker.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Doggy dogs in the mother and they the pals.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Death rolls in the mother and they the pals.
Wow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. The sounds of a dog bring me to another day. Play with my bone, would you, Timmy? It seems like you're good for making jokes about your Jimmy. Well, here's the Jimmy joke about your mama that you might not like. I heard she was a Frisco dyke, but me, her mama, I'm talking about you and me, toe to toe. Tim M-U-T, your bark was loud, but your bite wasn't vicious. And the rhymes you were kicking were quite bootylicious. You get what doggy dog, oh, is he crazy? With your mama and your daddy hollin', baby. So what that lets you know, that if you look off Drake, but you can whip off with death row. And I ain't even swinging them things, I'm hollering 187 with my dick in your mouth. Hey,
yeah. And Nate, Compton and Long Beach together, Miss Motherfucker. So you wanna pop that ish, get your motherfucking cranium cracked, and step on up. Now, we ain't no motherfucking joke, so remember the name, Mighty, Mighty DR. Yeah, motherfucker.
Now understand this, my dick and Drake can't be touched.
Luke's bending over,
so Luke's getting. A buster.
Buster thought I was sleazy. I thought I was a mark, cause I used to hang with Easy.
Animosity made you speak what you spoke at your drink.
What up?
Chip this organ low.
If it ain't another hoe that I got to fit. Oh, gap teeth in your mouth, so my it's got to fit.
With my and on your tonsils, while you're on stage rapping at your whack ass concert.
And I'ma snatch your ass from the backside to show you how Death Row pull off that hoot ride.
Now you might not understand me,
cause I'ma rob you in Compton and blast you with Miami.
Then we gon' creep to South Central on a street knowledge mission.
As I steps in the temple, Spotty got him. As I pulls out my strap, got my chrome to the side of his white socks.
You tryna check my homie, you best check yourself, cause when you diss Dre, you diss yourself.
Motherfucker,
oh, yeah.
I don't want this one out.
Dr. Dre, dropping chronic once again. It don't stop. Punishing punk motherfuckers real quick like Compton style. Look at doggy dogs in the motherfucking hells. Yeah. Long Beach is in the motherfucking hells. Yeah. Yeah. Straight up. Really though. Breaking all them suckers off something real proper life. You know what I'm saying? All the sucker ass niggas can eat a fat bitch. Yeah, Easy E can eat a big fat bitch. Tim Dawg can eat a big fat bitch. Luke can eat a fat bitch. Yeah. The folk, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up,
cause you know we're about to rip
this. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low depths, looking over crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G's perspective. And before me better get touched, they have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that this shit tenant. Ain't no piece so good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Santa. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Santa. Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, this selection symbolizes dope. Take a tote but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this.
And who gives up a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. What a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S of fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some up nigga for G shit.
Yeah.
So Dre,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping.
City of Compton.
Where it takes place, so when I show attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping a funky dish, making a sucker nigga mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, say niggas head get smacked. My mother nigga told me doggy dog has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO went in the city they call Long Beach. Put the